You don't realize how much your world revolves around something until that something goes missing. For me, that something was Scout, my 9-year-old cairn terrier with wiry fur, button eyes, and a bark big enough to startle the delivery driver. Scout isn't just a dog. He's a personality, a presence, a little tornado of energy that never quite learned the concept of rest. Scout had one mission in life: protect the backyard from squirrels. He took it very seriously. Every morning, like clockwork, he'd push open the screen door with his nose, dash into the yard like a miniature soldier, and let out a series of proud barks that echoed across the fence. Even the squirrels seemed to know the routine. It was a game they all played. But one late autumn evening, just as the wind started howling and the sky turned a bruised shade of purple, Scout ran out after a squirrel and didn't come back. I panicked. I called his name until my voice cracked. I ran through the yard, through the alley, flashlight trembling in my hand. The wind picked up and rain began to fall, sharp and cold. My heart sank with every second. Scout had never disappeared before. I didn't sleep that night. I kept the back porch light on and the door cracked open, in case he found his way home. I even placed his favorite squeaky fox on the mat outside. Every little sound made me jump. The next morning, I opened the door and froze. Sitting there, soaking wet, covered in leaves and mud, was Scout. He looked like he'd survived a forest expedition. His tail gave a weak wag. His ears drooped. I scooped him up and cried. The vet said he had bruised paws and was dehydrated, but he'd be fine. What she didn't prepare me for was what came next. Scout refused to eat. Day after day, he'd sniff his bowl, then lie down next to it. He wouldn't touch his favorite treats. He barely responded to the words that once made him spin in circles. Walk. Dinner. Squirrel. It broke me. I sat on the floor beside him every evening, gently stroking his fur, whispering, "Please eat, Scout." He was there, but not really there. His eyes looked past me, as if part of his spirit hadn't returned from wherever he'd been. That's when I came across a post in a cairn terrier group online. Someone swore by a dog food topper called Kel365. They claimed their dog had come back to life after refusing food for days. I was skeptical. But when you love someone that much, you try anything. I ordered it. The next morning, I mixed a spoonful into Scout's dry food. He sniffed it. Then he licked. One bite. Another. He looked up at me, then back at the bowl. The sound of chewing filled the kitchen. I cried again, but this time with joy. By the third day, he was finishing his meals and barking at squirrels on TV. By the end of the week, he was patrolling the yard like nothing had happened. His energy was back. His eyes sparkled again. All it took was a little extra help. A little hope in the form of a spoonful. Now, each morning, I add Kel365 dog food topper to his bowl. It's not just about flavor, it's about love. It's about giving Scout what he needs to keep chasing squirrels, defending the yard, and living every day like the tiny warrior he is. Because sometimes, healing doesn't come with fanfare. Sometimes it comes quietly, in a bowl, with a tail wag, and one bite at a time.